Blog Talk Radio.
Charlene, good to see me some you. Ooh. Yes, and you know that is true too. A Carol Chamber, Lemmy Favorita, and Babises, Rob Mink, here do a thing. And Vicky Brown, Brown, all up in the Instagram, Brown, Brown. What's up, Nick? What's up, Vicky Brown? And Emily Dunlap in the house of state of Emily. So, how do y'all feel about when somebody tries to pick your brain? Now, picking your brain might be to me. Might be different than what picking your brain might be to you. Hold on, y'all. I'm gonna have to go get some musty. You know why I gotta go get some musty? I'm gonna tell you why I gotta go get some musty. Vicky was disgusting. All right, I had to go get some musty because I'm feeling this little Charlie horse in my arm right here. So I got to get the mustard, you know what I mean, to, you know, get rid of all that. Because I was doing some arm curls today. So I got to, you know, do the mustard. And the reason I'm bringing the mustard here instead of doing it back there is so when y'all get a cramp, when y'all get a Charlie horse or a bad cramp or something like that, you will know exactly what to do to get rid of this shit. This shit is hurting right now. But in about 30 seconds, in about 120 seconds, all of this shit is going to be gone. You got to take the mustard and just squirt it right there in your mouth. Ah. Oh. That gon' fix it. That gon' fix it. Mm-hmm. You think it won't when it wins. You think it ain't when it is. Okay. My man James Price. My man Roz Price is all up in the house. Roz Price. What's going on, my brother? Good to see me, son. No, true. Oh. All right. So like I was asking y'all, come on, Cramp, come on, bye-bye, Cramp, bye-bye, Crampy, bye-bye, Crampy, bye-bye, Crampy. Yeah, so when somebody's trying to pick your brain, how do you feel about it? Because somebody might be trying to pick your brain for your expertise in a certain area, and, you know, it may be in an area where you are in competition with somebody. See, the thing about when you try to pick somebody's brain about something, more than likely, you want them to give you information that they would not naturally give to you. So you're trying to put them into you're trying to manipulate them into a situation where they will start to talk about things that you want to know or show you things that they would probably rather not show you. You know? So, for example, let's say you are, or let's break it down. Let's say something with a competition. We could take sports. Baseball. Let's say baseball. And you want to be a pitcher. And you know this other pitcher that has all of these great, great pitches. He can do everything. He's good at sliders. He's good at fastball. He's good at curves. He's good at knuckleball. He can throw them. He's all of that. You know what I mean? He is all of that. He knows every pitch, and he's pretty good at every pitch. He knows how to get those runners out. So you want to learn how he throws the ball. But he knows that you want to be a pitcher too. So he may say, teaching you how to pitch is actually going to take money out of my pocket. It's going to take food off of my table. So I'm not going to show you how to do shit. You're supposed to be a pitcher. You learn how to pitch. You learn how to get batters out. That's what you have to learn how to do. So maybe you go to this pitcher under the guise of not being or wanting to be a pitcher. So you go to them on the low. Maybe you go to them as a disguise as a reporter. You want to do a documentary on him. So, you know, he'll probably show you as a reporter what he does, especially if it was like back in the day where you would do interviews that weren't on video. So if you're like a beat writer where you work for a newspaper and you go to regular practices and, the regular practices of a ball team, so you go. And you get next to the pitcher, watch him at practice, start asking him questions. Well, how do you, you know, you're so good at this and you're so good at that. How do you do it? Knowing that the ego of that pitcher is probably going to make him show you how he does it. Like, yo, when I got the ball, I do it like this. And you got to make your arm do it like this. And that's how I get him out. I can't believe they don't see it coming. So you're picking his brain for information and getting it. And the only reason that he's giving it to you is because he doesn't know that you're going to use it for your own game. Next thing you know, he see your ass on the mound like, the reporter's a fucking picture? And I just gave him all of my shit? Picked his brain. Outsmarted him. And that's the thing that people, that's one of the things that people resent about when somebody tries to pick their brain. Like, no. First of all, you know that I don't want to tell you what you want to know. But you're trying to get it out of me. Well, ain't you slick? See, picking somebody's brain is different from giving somebody, like paying off a bribe, to, like bribing somebody or something like that. Because when you bribe somebody, you're really just paying them to let you go. When you pick somebody's brain, you are seeking their knowledge, wisdom, understanding, their technique, their skill, their acumen, their whatever it is that they know how to do. You're trying to either find it, find out. Like, you can pick somebody's brain just for information. So you may be just trying to find out what happened, the true story, or you may be trying to find out how they do something. Like, how do you do it? Stacey Yvette White, what's going on? Thanks for coming on through. Ansel Jones. Got two of my brothers up in the house. Rise Price is in the house. Ansel Jones is all up in the house. How you feeling? Good to see me, son. You were. So, do y'all get the gist of what I'm talking about with this whole picking your brain thing? Now, I may not have had to really have explained it to y'all that much in detail, because plenty of y'all, I'm sure, have had your brains picked somewhere along the line. Somewhere, someone has tried to get you to show them something, tell them something that they would not have otherwise have been able to get you to show or tell, but they picked your brain. Employers are normally pretty good at picking your brain. You know why? Because you have to work for them. Well, you signed up to work for them. You mean to tell me that I'm your boss, but you won't show me how you work? You gonna shoot me off? I write the checks for you, son. So while you work, I'm going to just sit here and watch how you do. Now, most employers wouldn't do that, but some will, and some have, and some will again. They figure, like, look, I know that I'm not paying you enough to do this work. Either that, or I'm paying you more than enough to do this work, and I can't afford to keep paying you like this. So what I need to do is I need to learn how to do it myself. And that's where you come in. So let's say you are a roofer. You are a roofer. And goddamn, you a good roofer. Like, you tar roofing paper, rubber torch down, coating, roofing nails. Y'all are lawfully wed. I mean, you stop leaks in people's roofs that, like, yo, he was stopping leaks that wasn't there. Hey, yo, son, he added some leaks and stopped them. You know? So, if you're a great roofer, which is not easy to be, there are plenty of people who know how to put on a roof. But there are only a handful of people who really, really know how to roof well to the point where they can show you how to do this. Because you can't be a person that's not detailed and call yourself a great roofer. You can't be a person that doesn't really know how water comes in and call yourself a great roofer. It might be leaking over here, but where the water is coming in, it's all the way at the front of the roof. It's coming in the back of the roof. But it's coming in the front. And you don't know that. If you don't know anything about roofing, you're going to go right up to wherever the leak is on the inside and think that you can find wherever it's leaking right there. No, it doesn't work that way. That water will find its way in under the paper and then travel to where it finds a way inside of the house. That's the way roofing works. So if you are a great roofer and you have a bunch of journeymen and freelancers, bunch of labor type dudes, a bunch of grunts people who can't do any roofing. Y'all don't even let them go up there on the roof. Other than just pulling the paper up. He ain't nothing but dumb muscle. We won't let this motherfucker bang in an inch and a half roofing nail. Nope, no. No, no nails for you. You ain't no nails, no hammer, no trowels, no. I'll let you, you know what? I'll let you work with a little bit of muck. Muck is, you know, the slang word for roofing tar. But I don't want you spreading no muck. Just pull up the muck. So you wrap this little rope around the handle of the muck and stand at the top of the roof and pull that bitch up. Same thing with this 90-weight roofing paper. I know you don't weigh, you don't even weigh but 120 pounds, but you're going to pull up this 90-weight roofing paper. If you've ever humped 90-pound weight roofing paper up on a roof of any size, you know what I'm talking about. That's not no sweet shit. So when you are a great roofer, for this example, everybody is going to try to roof next to you so they can see what you do, so they can make some money on their own, so they can improve on themselves. Like, oh, he digs a trench this way so all of the water comes this way. So he makes it almost like a gutter. Look, it's like a gutter and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a reservoir. And that shit goes right to the E-box, from the E-box down to the drain pipe. Right into the drain. It's like, you, this dude, yo, he's magical. People will try to pick your brain. You already know that they're coming. You already know that they wanna get better. So you can take it as a form of flattery, or you can take it as a form of disrespect, or unhealthy competition. Because you know if. Well, most, maybe I shouldn't say most. What's up, Love Haven? Thanks for coming through, Love Haven. I appreciate me some of you. Yes, I do. A lot of people, a lot of tradesmen really don't like to show other people their techniques if they're really good. So whether you're talking about roofers, electricians, plumbers, carpenters, drywall finishes, you know, they don't want to show you the technique because they know if I show this motherfucker how to do it, he will go around getting his own job, and he's not going to call me on those jobs. You know why he's not going to call me on those jobs? Because I'm better than him, and he figures that I'll take over those jobs and I'll get the residual jobs that come after that. So when you are in a trade, you may really safeguard against people picking your brain a lot. It may seem selfish, because a nigga like me would be like, I don't care, go out and get your money. You ain't going to get as much as me because I'm better than you. Even if I teach you how to do it, you not me. But that's just my ego saying that. The truthful part of me says, yo, everybody can eat. And if I teach this motherfucker how to eat, He's going to eat. And there's a good chance that he may be eating at a house where I wanted a meal. But that's a chance that you have to take. That's a chance that you have to take sometimes. But it is up to the discretion of the one with the brain to decide who picks it. Unless there is alcohol involved, because one of the greatest ways to pick somebody's brain effectively is to add alcohol to the equation. Alcohol. Well, with a lot of people in the trade industry, you can just bring the alcohol to the job because they like to get drunk on jazz. They like to get drunk on the job. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I am saying. Ansel Jones says, I was teaching class and someone said, let me train another way. I told them no. So they took what they learned from me. C.K. Wright says, you can see them coming and decide to be the teacher. They're, like I said, it's up to the discretion of the one who has the brain to decide whether it wants to get picked or not. Unless you add some alcohol, you know that the nigga really likes drinks. So you ask him, yo, what you drinking? What you drinking? Do you want some Sriracha? You a Michelob man? And some shit I tell. I got a whole thing for you. I got the pepper grain, got the pepper corn, I got the pepper grain, pepper grain, got the pepper corn. I just came from down south, got a pepper corn, baby. Just came from down south, got a pepper corn, baby. I'm gonna ask you a couple of questions, baby. I got the shit for you, baby. I got the candy. Got a whole fifth of cola. You know drinkers can't resist no southern corn liquor. You know when you are drunk. Just the sound, just the threat of somebody coming. You went where? You was in South what? You went down South Carolina. You went down South Carolina. You got some hooch. Oh, we got the hooch. Let you pick his brain for a fifth of cola. Let him pick his brain for a fifth of cola. Let him pick his brain for a fifth of cola. A cola, baby. Oh, that's what happened. All right. I'm wondering, like, yo, where the number that I pinned? Well, it probably works better if I actually, you know, go to where, you know. I probably need to post it first, then pin it. Y'all can call into the show. I haven't done this in a while. You know what I mean? Y'all can call into the show if the spirit moves you, if you're feeling good like a real man should, you want to talk about this pick and brain shit and where you stood with it. I invite you to call in, and the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199, baby. It's a daily go get a business show all up in your area. I'm your host on 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And we are in motion. And we're talking about, they tried to pick your brain, but you saw them coming. I said they tried to pick your brain, but you saw them coming. But did you let them get all up in it? Because you may be the type that says, man, I ain't worried about it. Or you might be the type that sees somebody coming and you know they don't really mean you well in any kind of way, but they're trying to pick your brain. So you might say, okay, you want to talk? Let's talk. This is how you really see them coming. So you talk and you give them all the information that they want. But guess what? You gave them all the false information. Just sat back, let them think that you was giving them, you know, you drunk all their corn liquor and lied through your teeth about every fucking thing. Like, yeah, you know Jay shot Ski. Oh, yeah. That was Jay who shot Ski. Yo, keep that on the low, though. Keep that on the low. Because you know, Jay got killed himself. So, you know what I mean? God bless the dead. God bless the dead. You know what I'm saying? God bless the dead, Jay. But, yeah, Jay shot Ski. Yeah, everybody was wondering, like, who the fuck shot Ski? That was Jay. Not Jay. You know who's really shot Skeet? Boo.
Booshatsky. I thought it was Jay. No, it wasn't Jay. It was Boo. The nigga Boo? Yeah, it was Booshatsky. But I told the nigga it was Jay. Fuck out of here. Who the fuck you think this shit is? Oh, snitch rat ass nigga. Trying to fuck. Nah. You know what I mean? Jay probably looking down on me like, why you down there lying, man? You know I ain't shoot that motherfucker. Like, I know Jay. I know. One love, baby. You know what I mean? But look, you know that nigga. That nigga, the boy Nitty. You know the boy Nitty. Yeah, Nitty trying to pick my brain. You seen him, Jay? I know you've been watching me, but y'all be Nitty. Nitty come through and shit. I told you, nah. Jay shot ski. But it was Boo who shot ski. That's on the Liz. That's on the Liz, though. You know what I mean? Boo shot ski. But I told him Jay shot ski. God bless you. Like, you know, he's picking your brain, but you gave him all the wrong info. Run tell that, dickhead. Run tell that, dickhead. My man James Price said, whatever happens to each one, teach one. There's a time for that. There's a black time for that. And then there's a black time, like, you find out on your own. You find that out on your own. Ansel says, I treated my job like it was my child. I did everything that wasn't taught in a book. Daryl Chamberlain says, yes, Norris, lots of knowledge there. Oh, what did Norris say? Robin Mink says, I agree with you, Norris. Wait a minute, who? What did my man say? What my man has said? Oh, damn. I'll never know now. Okay. It's all good, though. It's all love, though. But yeah. So if you pick somebody's brain, it can go one way or it can go another way. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. And make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It's a daily Go Get a Business show all up in your area. We do this every night, every day, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time from Monday through Friday, and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the weekends. That's Saturday and Sunday. What's going on, New York Pack? New York Pack, what's up, man? I was going to say this, like, yo. And my girl, Shanice. My girl, CNS. Yeah, what's up, Shanice? What's up, man? How you feeling? It's good to have you. Good looking out, y'all. All right. Naruto says, talk to older people while you can. I just found out that my something in his 90s lost his wife of over 60 years. He is tired. Oh, shit. Yeah, when they start saying they tired, they don't mean that they woke up too early this morning. But they definitely mean that they ready to go to sleep. Just start throwing random shit out there, y'all. I had this shea butter. First of all, I want to say that I don't like shea butter. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't like it. I don't like shea butter. But I had some shea butter. I put it on my hands earlier. I had to wipe that shit off. It was thick as shit. So, like, shea butter, like, dude, when that shit get old, that shit get like fucking peanut butter or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Old peanut butter, you know? So I couldn't even rub it on my hand. I had to fucking paste it. I felt like I was buttering my, you know what I'm saying? Some, you know, when the butter cold and the toast ain't hot and you trying to spread when the butter is cold and the toast ain't hot, trying to spread that shit, but it ain't going light. Yeah. Oh, other random shit. Yo. I had to give my car a jump today. I went to go jump in the ride and shit. It was like, and of course, it was when I was trying to get something done real quick. That was random, though.
Yeah, that was random. It's random. Hold on. My man is in the queue. I see you. I'ma put you on and let you come through. Ooh. All right. Coming to the state. Yeah. Caller with the last number is 960. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. How you feeling tonight? What's on your mind?
Peace and love, family. Peace and love. Y'all without feeling pretty without. Good. Yeah, you know, I had to get my shine on. I had to call in. It's been a minute since I stopped through. You know, just got to check out the go-getters one time for the family.
No doubt.
But, you know, I always got to put my 2 cents in. But I'm one of the people that like to pick brains. I'm a brain picker. What can I say? But, you know, I guess I'm willing to allow my brain be picked sometimes. It depends on who's doing the picking. You know,
right.
I'm selective, but I do give brothers and sisters a chance to, you know, find out what's going on the inside. Like, I want to know. Sometimes I call people up, I'll send an email, you know, and ask a few questions. It works. People send it back. They don't mind being, you know, a resource.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be useful, so, especially for a good cause.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Turn down the opportunity to do something good.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's when it is something good. One, there is a certain profession out there that is very, very skilled and trained at picking brains. And when they start to pick your brain, it's never a good thing for you. And those are detectives. Detectives definitely pick your brain. And it ain't never in a way that you want to be in. That's never an interview that you want to be in. You know what I'm saying? But they have all types of techniques to try to get information out of you that you would rather remain hidden. And that's whether it has anything to do with you or whether it has anything to do with someone that you may know and may be trying to protect in some kind of way. So it can be a little, you know,
I feel on that. Definitely got to protect your peoples.
Yeah. But that's an area where picking your brain can go wrong. Or let me put it this way. That's an area where you would probably rather not have your brain picked. It's not a good situation.
I concur with that.
Yeah,
on that we're gonna miss that interview.
well, see, that's why I was saying how okay, the title of the show is they tried to pick your brain and you saw them coming. When you know you gotta go stand in front of a detective, you already see them coming. You already know that they're gonna try to get you to snitch on somebody, or they're gonna try to get you to incriminate yourself. You already know. The question is, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to
fall for the banana tailpipe?
The best thing to do in that situation is to lawyer up real quick. But a lot of brothers and sisters don't know that shit. They think that as long as I tell the truth, I'll be able to go home tonight. And why? Because he told you that shit. He told you. All you have to do is tell us what happened, and you can go home. So, yeah.
That's
so all I got to tell you is that I blasted three people, and two of them are dead, and the other one is laid up. All I got to do is tell you that, and you going to let me put on my hat, coat, scarf, glove, and go the fuck home, huh? Yes. We just want the family to know that, you know, that we just want to give the family some closure. Like, man, what the fuck you think this is?
People fall for that? Really?
People, hey, somebody has actually fallen. Yo, I've seen documentaries because, you know, you always wonder why do some people confess to crimes that they say that they haven't committed? And 9 times out of 10, it's because the detectives told them that all they had to do was tell them what happened, and then they would be able to go home. Because the detectives are allowed by law to lie to you in order to get a confession. It's permissible, I should say. So,
wow. Yeah.
So, especially, now let's say if you're a minor, you know, you 15, 16 years old, you don't know. You may not have done it, but you may have been there when it got done. So you 15 years old, your man was 17 years old, y'all went out, got into some shit with some rival crews or some shit like that, and your man just happened to have a burn on him, and he blasted on these motherfuckers and laid them down. You was there. You didn't mean for anything like that to happen. You didn't even know that was going to happen. But it did. Now, you standing in front of the detectives, they didn't have you up all night. They didn't. Your mom, your parents wonder where the fuck you are. They didn't even contact them yet. You tired. You really just want to go home. You scared. And they tell you. And they tell you, listen, all you have to do is tell us what happened. And, yo, you going to go home. We going to call your parents right now. And they can come get you.
Central Park 5. Yep.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah. We definitely got to teach our children how to not talk to strangers. I know that sounds cliche, but that's real. I don't know you. I'm not going to be talking to you. Yeah. Shut up. Yeah. Don't talk to them.
Yeah.
Easy. You don't say nothing, you can't be in trouble for saying something then.
Yeah.
So say nothing. That's what you tell them. Give them my phone number. That's what you do. Tell them, give my number. Call my dad. Call my uncle.
Look. The best thing you can have in court, is a court reporter or a detective that don't know how to spell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is a defendant's best friend. Like, wait a minute. I don't know who the fuck that is on that paper, but that's not how you spell my name.
Yeah, that ain't me. I know that much.
You know what I mean? I don't know who that is. Yeah, but this is you on video. This is you in the picture. I don't know what y'all talking about. That's not how you spell my name. Lawyer?
And that's not me in the video. And that's not me in the picture. I don't know who that is, but that's not me. I was home.
It can't be me in the video. Because this ain't my This is not me.
Yeah, it's impossible to be in two places at one time. At the same time, I'm at home. Yeah. I'm going to be enjoying my time at home. I'm just ready to get to the house and relax.
Yeah, man. So, you know, it's one of those things. So, you know, like, there are different ways to pick somebody's brains. There's a flattering, inspirational, or complimentary way to pick somebody's brain. And then there's a way to pick somebody's brain where you're going to get them in trouble because you may be using information against them in some type of way. Like, let's say you're good friends with my lady, or you like my lady, and so you start acting like my friend. Like, we hanging out, so you can go back and tell her everything that we've talked about and everything that you've seen me do.
Dirty.
Hey, it happens all the time. Happens all the time, right? So you got a rat. You got a rat right there.
What happened to leave a man, his woman, and you go find somebody else? What? Niggas get shot like that.
Hey, you know how certain brothers are when they want what they want. Ain't no stopping it. Women too, but ain't no stopping it. And you know how people would justify doing you dirty. Well, you know, he wasn't really right. I mean, you know, I ain't really wanna see him getting in no trouble, or I ain't really wanna see them break up. But if he really wanted to keep her, then he would have conducted himself a little better, so he would still have her. As it is.
Wow.
She needed a good woman, way too much of a good woman for that clown. And it just so happens it just so happens that she liked me. You know what I mean? They try to make it seem like it was.
It's a dirty game, boy. It's a dirty game. That's a dirty game.
It is, man.
Well, you definitely gave me some food for thought, big bro. I appreciate it. You sharpened me. Appreciate it.
It's really nothing that you probably haven't thought about. You just weren't thinking about it in that context. You know what I mean? I just gave you a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you know. So you all on that? You know, you so positive. You know, you thinking in terms of. Yeah, we should give up the information. We need information.
Oh, yeah, to my circle, most definitely. If you're a friend of mine, yeah, you can call me up and pick my brain and, you know, bounce a few ideas off me. That's what friends are for.
No doubt.
But, yeah, but just a stranger calling up, talking about, hey, where were you Friday night? Hold on for a second. Yeah, you'll be home for a long time.
Because it just so happens. That enemies like information way more than friends do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
They love info. They will take all you have. More than happy to take that off your hands for you. You know? Snake ass nigga say.
I just saw something that said personal information is like the 21st century currency. And if you don't control it, someone else will. I saw that earlier today.
Yeah, that's real right there. It's very, very real. So you may think that just having a conversation with a friend and somebody might have sent him or her to you.
Mm.
You know, you might be entertaining your killer for the night. You thinking y'all on your way to the bedroom, y'all on your way to the morgue.
Wow.
Or should I say medical examiners? You know what I'm saying? You don't know. You know? I mean, you know. I've known chicks that used to set niggas up. You know what I mean? Shit is crazy.
You're right. I've heard many of stories.
Yeah, man. It's ugly.
But now that I think about it, I've been pretty blessed. I mean, I've missed a lot of sad stories, a lot of sad endings. I get to hear about them all the time, though.
That is a blessing.
So, you know, the way I've been blessed to miss some of the bullshit.
Hmm. Yeah, man. Cat like me, unfortunately, I've been a victim of a lot of little slimy, you know, missteps, misinformation and false information and bad information, you know, people just trying to come at me. Unfortunately, I've had a lot of experience with that. And you don't really find out about it until it's a little too late. And sometimes you're able to go ahead and fix it. And sometimes you may be so resentful of it, you don't even want to fix it. And sometimes it's not reparable. It's just, there's nothing you can do about it.
Let it burn. Just learn the lesson.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But
the L as a lesson. That's all.
The real with that can make you bitter and hesitant to deal with people who actually may mean you some well. You know what I'm saying? You it's easy to fall into that trap. I'm just not fucking with nobody because it's a fearful position. Like I've gotten betrayed by too many people that I thought were there for me, and turns out they were there for me. All right, they was there to hurt me. They was there to kill me. They was there to do me in. They was there to snake me out. They was there to make sure that I bled out.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that could happen. You can get gun shy, as they call it. But that's the part of life that's exciting. You never know where I was going to go, so it's always an adventure. Hope for the best, but, you know, be cautious of the worst.
I could dig it, man. You know, but the beat goes on. Life goes forward. What'd you say?
Yeah, I'm an optimist. I feel that no matter what happens, it's all going to be for my benefit, even if it's some crazy bullshit. Because, yo, bullshit happens.
No doubt. Yeah, so, and that's the problem. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Bullshit definitely does happen. But the thing is, whether that bullshit was planned, or whether that bullshit, you know, just happened. Like, I could deal with a situation that gets out of hand that wasn't really anybody's fault because it was just a misunderstanding. The problem is when you've been targeted and you resist the advances, but little do you know, it was meant to go down like this. So you trying to write it off as a misunderstanding. No, it was the only person that don't understand it.
Yeah. I feel you. I done had that happen before.
Word.
Yeah, I was close to the game.
Well, when
I realized what happened, you're right, it did sharpen me too. It made me realize that everybody wasn't my friend.
Well, let me ask you this. With everything that you've been through in your life personally, how have you decided who gets information from you and who doesn't? How have you decided to handle that in your current life?
Well, yeah, definitely need to know basis. I'm great at compartmentalizing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's levels to it.
Okay.
So would you say that right now you are a trusting person? Have your experiences made you open up to people more, or have they made you a little bit more reserved? Do you sit back and let people talk first and respond, or do you go ahead of them and start talking first and let them respond?
Yeah, I'm more it depends. It depends on the vibe I get. Sometimes I'm more assertive, sometimes I'm less assertive. But I'm definitely more of a assertive type person. I'm going to start the conversation probably 70% of the time. Yeah. Did we lose there? You still there?